Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you ready for it, Chopper?
Come on then.
Scott Mills, totally random quiz of the day.
I think this is going to be Joe Wiley's absolute favourite.
I've been looking forward to this.
Today's game is called Pop Idol or Live Lounge. Now, every country in the world, it's on pretty much everywhere.
Has a live lounge.
No, they have their own version of Pop Idol or X Factor. Aren't the theme tunes similar? Yeah.
Oh, clever.
They've got American Idol, there's Australian Idol, French Idol, Bulgarian Idol, Icelandic Idol, probably.
You're making them up now, though, aren't you? You don't know for a fact there's an Icelandic Idol.
I was hooked on South African Idol when I was there.
Were you?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's all you do, though, isn't it, when you go on holiday? You just sit in your hotel room and watch telly.
Yeah. They're all the same, though, these shows. You know, panel of judges and people singing fairly badly. Mm. So, here's how our game works. I'm going to play you a short clip, right? You have to tell me, is it a performer on one of those talent shows from around the world, or is it a proper, actual pop star performing in the live lounge on Radio 1? All right?
Right.
Are you ready?
This is going to be very difficult, I think.
So some of them I think it is, yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Here is your first one.
Put on my blue sweat shoes and I body the play.
What do you think? Is that a foreign pop idol or X Factor contestant, or is it a proper pop star in the live lounge on Radio 1?
I think that's a foreign idol.
You think that's a foreign idol?
I think Joe Wiley'd be better qualified to play this game, actually. But anyhow, foreign idol.
What country do you think they're from?
I'll go for the American Idol. Is that for an extra point or something?
No.
You're making the rules up as you go along.
I'm afraid you're wrong. That was Mika in the live lounge.
Oh, was it?
He was doing a cover of Same Jeans by The View and sang a bit of Walking in Memphis as well.
Touchdown in the land of Delta Blues.
I'm sorry, Mika, you're not through.
Embarrassing.
For who?
I don't know. Right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Pop Idol or Live Lounge on Radio 1.
This is quite difficult. Okay.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
That is either...
Play along in the car as well, or if you're on the train or listening on the bus or something.
I think that is either France Idol...
Right.
...or Foles.
Okay.
...in Live Lounge.
Well, which one are you going for?
I'm going to go for...
Pop Idol or Live Lounge, that's all I need.
Oh, I'm going to go Pop Idol.
It's going tricky Pop one, Idol. Though.
Please not the Foles. Please not Foles.
It's correct.
Yay!
It's someone off of Superstar KZ, Kazakhstan Idol. Freestyle.
You can see why that was a tricky one, though, can't you?
It was hard, that one.
Right,
you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge.
Here's the show.
What do you think?
I think that's hard finding the Live Lounge.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah,
here's
go on.
The show.
I need an answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go Live Lounge.
Going Live Lounge, and who are you saying?
Hard Fire.
Hard Fire in the Live Lounge. No.
Oh, no,
sorry.
Was it not?
No, it's
it?
Someone off Bulgarian Idol.
Yes, he is.
Oh, bless. And she thought the song was called Ken Lee, not Without You. Right.
Are you ready? Did she get through?
No.
No.
She's like, I'm going to sing Ken Lee by Mariah Carey. All right. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Next one. Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
This is is not enough. This is not enough.
That's a difficult one, that.
I'm gonna say Live Lounge.
Saying Live Lounge.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
I wouldn't like to guess, to be honest.
Have a guess, go on.
No, I don't know if I could. I don't know. U2.
U2? Well, you're right that it was Live Lounge. It wasn't U2. It was The Ordinary Boys doing Tattoo.
This is not
all the things she said.
Enough. This is not enough. I'm serious.
Can you put the Bulgarian Idol back on?
Asking for help, it's only because being with you has opened my eyes.
Yes, it's so.
Thank you.
Kelly! Right, next. You ready? Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
A few times I've been round that track. Ain't gonna happen like that, cos I ain't no holler back girl.
Is that? I think that's. Is that Craig David in the Live Lounge?
Pop Idol Live Lounge.
Live Lounge.
You're right. It was Live Lounge. It was Foles doing Holler Back Girl.
Times I've been round that track. Ain't gonna happen like that, 'cause I ain't no Holler Back Girl. Ain't no Holler Back Girl. Few times I've been.
Right, one more for you. Pop Idol or Live Lounge.
Sirinjan, as kailo yi bone yuma.
I can't believe some people on the text are saying I'm not very good at this game. Do they not know how difficult it is?
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
I think if Joe was playing this, I think she might find it difficult as well.
Sirinjan, as kailo yi bone yuma.
So the last one was Foles' cover that you played. No, I'm gonna go Pop Idol. That's South African Idol.
You're right, it was Pop Idol, not South African Idol. It's from Afghan Idol.
Sirinjan, as kailo yi bolne yuma. Ay hai bagal wasku ki sarmo khurde yuma. Ay hai bagal wasku ki sarmo khurde yuma.
Did you hear Afghan Simon Cowell there going, very good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got some quite exciting news which I'd like to share with you at this early stage in the morning.
Yes.
If you could stop yawning and listen.
No, I was just stretching. That was all. Just a morning stretch.
I'd like you all to be the first to know about something that happened to me last night, which is quite good. So, I don't have to say, I'm getting married.
You're getting married?
Yeah. I proposed to my girlfriend last night, Anna, off the news.
Right.
Took her to a nice restaurant, took her up the Oxo Tower, and went
it's
down.
Always a good night, though.
Went down on one knee, and she said, "Yeah."
So you went down on one knee up the Oxo Tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
she said yes.
Yeah, we've set a date.
She's kept it very quiet.
Yeah. Well.
She hasn't appeared that happy this morning. That's kind of surprising me.
Are you pleased for me?
Yeah, I'm also slightly confused. Although not as confused as you, by the sounds of it.
Why can't you just be happy for
me? I know, I am very happy. It's just come as a bit of a surprise. I have no idea what's going on.
April Fool!
Oh, right.
That wasn't very good, was it? That was my attempt at an April Fool's prank.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. Are you meant to keep them going a bit longer?
Well, it didn't go well, did it? Now, we were thinking about this earlier. I mean,
that lasted 1 minute.
They've all been done, Chopper.
Yeah.
And I know there'll be loads of other radio stations who've got some hilarious stories, but we can't think of any.
Right.
They've all been done.
Yeah.
And we could tell people about, you know, a left-handed hamburger. That's been done. Then we thought, when we had a meeting yesterday, and we thought, well, let's tell people that spaghetti grows on trees. But that's been done as well.
Has it?
It's been done.
Oh.
They've all been done. And I know, like I said, other stations on their morning shows today will be coming up with brilliant pranks, but like, we can't think of any.
So Radio 1's Big April Fool was a minute long of you getting married
yeah.
and a kind of
At least I had a try.
Moxo Tower Gang.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
And that's all you can expect from us today. Sorry about that.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Barry O'Key. Hi, my name's Barry. I'm a transport manager and I'm from Dewsbury in West Yorkshire.
Barry O'Key is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is ticker, ticker, tick, Barry. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is ticker, ticker, tick, Barry. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? Excuse me, can I have the attention of the class, please? My name is who? My name is ticker, ticker, tick, Barry. Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Want to see me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids? Want to copy me and do exactly like I did? Try spruce and get messed up worse than my life is? My brain is dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, and I can't figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate. And Dr. Dre said, Barry, you're a basehead, so why's your face red? Man, you're wasted. Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else. Why, but it's not possible. Why, it's funny, I'm not having. Got positive. Admit Pamela's least positive. I smacked her so hard, I knocked her clothes backwards like crisscross. I smoked a fire, but not after fell on my ass. Faster than if I actually sat down too fast. Barry, wait a minute, that's my girl, dog. I don't give a fuck. Well, God's sake, they can get the world off. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is ticker, ticker, tick, Barry. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is ticker, ticker, tick, Barry.
We had to reverse a lot of that. It's filth.
He's very matter-of-fact about
Barry. Ticker, tick, Barry. That's Barry O'Key. I hope you enjoyed it.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Right, I've got some terrible news just in.
What?
And this isn't an April Fool. I'm hearing that Daniel Bedingfield is selling his lucky pants. Now, these are the pants that he wears when he records his songs.
Right.
Hasn't worn them for a while. Just joking, Daniel. Maybe he might never make a record again.
Oh,
this is for,
no.
This is for charity, apparently.
What, that he'll never make a record again?
No. I hope it's not an April Fool, but he is selling his lucky pants. Right, imagine Daniel now. Imagine a man standing there wearing only a pair of pants, singing this.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad?
His lucky pants on.
Today, if you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours?
That was Daniel, but not anymore.
Are they a snug fit?
Maybe the person who buys them will now make records just as good as that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Would you rather? Right, here's today's one, right?
Okay.
Would you rather have the voiceover bloke from X Factor narrate your life for everybody to hear, right?
Oh, my God.
Every time you do something, he narrates it.
Yeah.
Or would you rather have G4 follow you round, repeating everything you say in four-part harmony? Would you rather?
Oh.
Right. That's a really difficult one, isn't it?
How far back is the voiceover man going? Would it just start from now?
From now.
Oh, right, I'd take the voiceover man from X Factor.
Really?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So imagine I come into work. Morning, everyone.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
Oh, shut up. That would get annoying.
Not as annoying as G4.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is what it'd be like. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Coming next, it's Barry O'Key.
Barry O'Key.
It's just like karaoke.
It's just like karaoke.
But sung by people called Barry.
But it's sung by people called Barry.
That's got to be annoying. Are you going for X Factor?
I'm going for X Factor because G4 would be more annoying by an absolute mile.
All right. BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, is that Natasha Bedingfield?
It surely is.
Hi, you're right.
How are you doing?
We were just talking about your brother.
What about him?
About his lucky pants.
Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't it weird? He's like, well, it's not weird, but that's just the way he records, isn't it? He just wears only his underpants.
So he is selling them, right?
Yep.
I thought he wears them to record all his tracks.
He does. So what's he going to do now?
I don't know.
Does the pants thing run in the family?
Well, I think that that's the, why I got to write with so many producers in the very beginning, because he told everyone that he wrote in just his pants. So all these big name producers wanted to write with me, and I just sing with, I don't know, I don't need to only sing in with pants. No clothes on. So.
Radio 1 Podcast.
All right, Dan in Chichester's been on. He would rather have G4 because he could just punch them all the time if they were stood right behind him. My favourite text of the year so far is this, though. G4 have split up, you idiots. Right, it's just not going to happen. Right, okay. Like it would happen anyway if they were still together. Right, you can stop listening now. Thanks for listening to Radio 1. Turn off. Goodbye.
Also,
bye.
That's
see
like,
ya.
Bye. That's like we would care about G4's career.
Yeah.
Got bare things to worry about.
Today's Would You Rather. Would you rather have the voiceover bloke from X Factor narrate your life for everyone to hear every time you do something, he narrates it. Scott's going to the toilet! Or would you rather have G4 follow you around repeating everything you say in four-part harmony? What would Reggie Yates off the chart show do you think?
Ooh. Well, does he know that G4 has split up on us?
Yeah, see, that makes a lot of difference.
See, I think because Reggie's probably the kind of guy that knows that G4 has split up, I reckon he'll go for the X Factor voice man.
Let's find out.
It'd have to be the X Factor guy. Because, you know, G4 if you got into a fight, having someone behind you going, back off! Reg Yates is here! He will not take any of your nonsense. As opposed to four guys singing in harmony, you get chinned if you had singers behind you. And as well as that, can you imagine it in the bedroom?
I've not really thought about that, to be honest, Reggie.
He always has to bring it back round to that, doesn't he?
What, narrating everything? Peter Dixon? Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Joe Wiley.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Right.
Hi, Chappers.
Hello.
Did you hear our new game earlier?
Yeah, I did. I missed my train because I was sat in the car playing along.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Yeah.
Now, which ones did you get? Did you get this one? Did you get that one?
I might not have done. I might have thought that was a Pop Idol from Bulgaria or something like
so
that.
You thought that was a Pop Idol from Bulgaria, even though that was Mika singing at your house.
Yeah, okay. Well, that came back to me when you told us.
Right. And this one. What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely some Pop Idol thing. That never happened in my Live Lounge.
No, that was some Pop Idol somewhere, I think.
Okay.
I think Kazakhstan Idol. And this one?
Yes, he's so...
Now, Chappers thought that was Hard-Fi in the Live
Lounge. I did hear you say that. That's so rude. I know that's not Hard-Fi.
Okay.
That's but Pop Idol, isn't it?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, not are you sure it's not Hard-Fi, but are you sure it's Pop Idol?
What, not a Live Lounge?
Yeah. You actually look like you were thinking that.
I swear that's not happened in the Live Lounge.
Here it is again.
Yes, he's so...
You'd remember that, wouldn't you? Is it Duffy, did you say?
You did, didn't you?
No, that was a Pop Idol. Would you like some new... I like this
I've
game.
I've got some new ones. I love this game.
Okay, right. So, Joe Wiley... Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Ain't no turning back from this party. Put you through enough to complain.
Okay, that was a Live Lounge.
Who was it?
Was that Foles?
No.
Do it hard!
That's Feeling.
Yeah.
That's Feeling. Right.
Well done.
Don't come around if you let me down. Put it all the way in. I want to see you
work. Right, I got another one for you, okay?
Yep.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Come up to me. Tell you I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Can you play it again?
Come up to meet ya. Tell you I'm sorry.
We can see your production team at the moment with their heads in their hands.
They haven't worked on the show. They'll have no idea.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Yeah, no, that's not a Live Lounge. Is it?
What's your answer?
No, it's not a Live Lounge.
Come up to meet ya, tell ya I'm sorry.
God, is it Neo or someone?
Don't know how lovely you are.
No, you're right, it's off Swedish Idol.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
You were worried, though.
I've gone red, haven't
I? I like this game.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.